Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about the number one reason why narcissists discard you. The number one reason why narcissistic people discard you from the perspective of a diagnosed narcissist. And this is my own perspective, my own reasoning. This is from my point of view. Before we hop into today's episode, make sure y'all hop over to Amazon, check out my self-love journal, Lee Hammack self-love journal. I love me. It's available on Amazon right now and whatnot. So let's hop into today's episode. So for me, in my own mind, and from what I've studied and what I've saw before, and it's just in my own life, the number one reason that narcissistic people discard you is because whatever supply they get from you runs out, has run its course. You see what I'm saying? And there's a few different ways that it can run its course. Like I said, it's just whatever supply that they get from you, it's just exhausted. It no longer exists. But it's no longer in full flow like it used to be. Like, you know how, like, let's just say, like, a water, you know how you got a water hose on? Like, let's say you turn a water hose on, right? And the water hose, the line is laid straight forward. Like, the water hose is laid flat on the ground, straight forward, you know, from the spigot to the to the end of the hose. You turn it on, the water flows freely. And so that water that's flowing freely is the supply, right? Is the supply that they get from you. Whatever the supply is, it could be sexual supply. It could be financial supply. It could be emotional supply. It could be whatever supply that they're getting from you. It could be cheating supply. It could be just not being alone supply. Whatever supply that they're getting from you, the family supply, the personal image supply, whatever supply that they feel like they're getting from you, they are going to, you know, whatever supply they feel like they're getting from you, they're going, and if it gets cut off or it slows down, this is the hose right here, y'all. So as long as it's flowing freely, they will keep you around in their life in whatever capacity that they have you right now. You know, as long as that supply is flowing freely, it will have you going through that right there. But so just imagine that hose gets a kink in it. You know what I mean? So now the hose isn't laid flat out right. So now it has a kink in it. So now you can noticeably see the water start flowing a little slowly. The water that's coming out the end of the hose is flowing a little slowly now. You see what I'm saying? To whatever supply that they got, something has gotten in the way. Or there's a blockage in the hose. It could be laid flat out, but now there's a blockage in the hose. Like there's a rock or some dirt now that's in the hose or in the system right now and whatnot. So that happens. That can happen as well, you know. So you see this dynamic. So now the flow has happened. And however this flow has stopped or shut off or just diminished, it could be the perfect image that they had of you has shattered. The love bombing phase has ended. And whatever, it could be some emotional supply that they were getting from you. But now the emotional supply is cut off because they don't view you in the perfect image anymore because you are a flawed human being. And that's just not me talking crap about you. We are all flawed human beings. Nobody is perfect, y'all. No human being on this planet right now currently is perfect. I know y'all gonna say, well, I'm as close to perfect as I can be. Blah, blah, blah. If you're saying I'm as close to perfect as possible as I can be, I mean, if you're just saying I'm as close to perfect as a human can be, well, you might need to take a look at my self-aware narcissist Sundays series because you might be a little on a narcissistic spectrum right there. I'm just joking. But seriously, that's one of the main reasons right there, y'all. It could be the perfect image they have of you has shattered. They're like, they just don't view you in the same light anymore. And that's not your fault right there. You mean, because they don't view you in the same light, it's not your fault. You know, and I tell that to people all the time. Just because they don't view you in the same light is not your fault. Like, whatever happens, like, you're not a perfect person. Like, during the love bombing phase, the narcissistic person creates this perfect image of you in our heads. So it's our fault that we created this perfect image of you. So once it shatters and once your flaws revealed, the flow stops. It could be financial supply. It could be, like I said, what could have slowed the hose up is the financial supply. You cut them off financially, or they were supporting you financially, and they, whatever happens, y'all, financial supply. It could be money. Whatever the money supply is, if you cut the money off, especially if you got one of these bum narcissistic people out here, you cut the money off, you cut them off. You see what I'm saying? The hose, the spigot, the water is not flowing as freely anymore. You see what I'm saying? Whatever it is, could be sexual supply. So y'all not clapping cheeks no more. The flow has stopped. Whatever supply that they are getting from you has either slowed down to a damn halt, or it's slowed down to a slow drip, or it's completely cut off. The supply has been cut off. You know, it could be the supply of being able to be in control of you. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, all of those things fall under the umbrella of supply. So to me, you know, so if you start setting boundaries and they can't control you as much as they used to, guess what? Why would they be with you? You see what I'm saying? If they can't control you like they used to, they might not want to be with you anymore. You know what I mean? If they cannot control you like they used to, they very well, I can't control this person. I'm out of control. They got boundaries set. They don't look at me the same way anymore. They don't respond. I can't trigger them. I can't trigger them anymore on purpose. They're not reacting to my abuse the way they used to. They're not reacting to my control that they used to. They're not blowing up and screaming and yelling and cussing with the same combination. If I do the same combination of things that I used to do. That right there is, like I said, the supply has now run out. If the same combination of things that used to set you off no longer set you off, then the narcissistic person very well might just discard you. Like, when that supply, whatever supply that they're getting from you, once that runs low or runs out, or they have to put too much energy into getting that from you, then they more than likely will discard you. So when I say discard, I know if a lot of people are new to my channel. So when I say discard, what I mean is, like, a lot of people get discarded. Everybody gets emotionally discarded, right? They disconnect from everybody emotionally at some point or another. But not everybody gets physically discarded. So when I say discarded, I don't mean that they will physically break up with you or get rid of you or move on to the next person. That doesn't always happen. But they will almost always emotionally discard you or get rid of you or something along those lines. You know, that's just kind of part of the dynamic that exists when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person. They will definitely emotionally discard you. And I know before we cut the video short, I know people are going to ask, so Lee, is there any way that we can unkink the hose of supply? If there's any way we can unclog the line of supply, you can start back giving them what they want or what they were asking for, but they won't view it the same way anymore. It won't be as, you know, once, you know how cold, you know, once the first water that comes out the hose, when you turn the hose on, how cold and fresh it is. I don't know how old you are. We used to drink out the hose back in the early 90s. We used to drink out the water hose. You know that when you first turn the hose on, and that first bit of water that hit you, how cold and fresh it is. That happens right there. You see what I'm saying? How cold and fresh that first bit of water is. That's how the supply is. Like, it won't be the same after that. Once you let the hose flow for a little while, the water gets cool. It kind of gets warmer and whatever. It's not as cool as it used to be and whatnot. You know, so that happens right there. So you might not ever be able to get back that whatever supply that you're getting. Leave the cat alone, baby. He's going to scratch you. Okay? He's going to scratch you. Whatever supply that they're getting from you or whatever, it won't be the same anymore. So you can start, like, if you cut the money off, you cut the sleeping with them off, you cut the financial off, if you cut the love off, the emotional connection, whatever, if you cut it off, they think that you can cut it off. They think that it can be turned off at any time. So they won't trust it again. Yeah, will they come back to you sometimes? Yeah, they might come back to you, but it won't last. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not like it used to be, which happens a lot of times in these toxic relationship spaces. It's just not likely. It's just not how it used to be. You know what I mean? So some people want to just figure out how to turn the supply back on because y'all love them so much. And I understand that dynamic. Y'all understand the space. Well, hold up, Lee. There you go. We were rocking with you until you said you understood love. You demonic, Jezebel spirit, you do not understand love. You robotic meat sack. You don't understand hate, Lee. You don't understand hate. Let me beat y'all to the comment section before y'all start saying that type of stuff, y'all. Before y'all start saying that type of things. I know it. Yeah, it always comes. It almost always comes. But yeah, that's to me, y'all. That's the number one reason that narcissistic people discard you. Whatever supply that they're getting from you is shut off, or it's shut off, or it's really, really low, because that happens so that just happens so much, because that person, if you turn it off and turn it back on, they can't trust it. You see what I'm saying? It's not gonna be as cold as it used to be in this dynamic and whatnot, so this happens quite a bit. What's up, man?
I turned it good off so it doesn't
matter. All right, good job, thank you, good job. But that happens a lot, y'all. So I gotta ask my kids. My wife is, if y'all don't know, my wife had a surgery the other day, so she's on the mend at her friend's house. And she's a stay at home mom, so they told her she can't pick up my daughter, so she can't be here with my daughter. My daughter is, she's a pick up princess. She wants to be picked up all the time. So my wife is healing, she's on the mend, so I got the kids, and they sick and coughing, and my empathy is being tested. No, Joe, I love my kids. But seriously, y'all. But I'm gonna cut this thing short, y'all. Like I said, whatever supply that they get from you is cut off. That's one of the. That's probably in my mind. That's the main reason that a lot of narcissistic people discard you and get rid of you. That's just the way it is, y'all. Anyways, y'all, if you haven't hopped on Amazon, get the self love journal. Check it out. Also, check out joining the channel memberships. Has new perks and stuff like that. I'm adding here coming in the upcoming weeks. The join button is on the front page of every channel. If you listen to this on Apple, Spotify, or in podcast form, you just hear my voice. Subscribe to my give me a 5-star rating if you haven't already. Yeah, if it's possible, give me that 5-star rating, or subscribe to the Spotify. Like and subscribe for more. As always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace.